Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products, whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products. You'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
More powerful than a locomotive. To leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superhuman Radio.
Yes, it's
Superhuman Radio.
Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men.
Superhuman Radio.
Who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands. And who, disguised as
Carl Lenore,
mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way.
And we are back for another episode of Superhuman Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lenore. I'm in the studio with my buddy, L.G. Dupree. How you doing, L.G.?
It's the St. Paddy's Day edition, brother.
Yeah, that's right. No, I passed on St. Paddy's Day. I didn't celebrate.
Last night, I was L.G. O'McDupree.
Oh, okay. Lots of green beer, I would imagine, huh?
Green beer, I saw a lot of green underwear last night for some reason.
I was going to say, any green girls?
Oh, yeah. I had to host a thing at the Phoenix Hill, the Miss St. Paddy's Day contest, so... You know, these Fridays are going to be the death of me, but I had a good time. It was great.
Great. Well, listen, we've got a really exciting show today. First of all, this is a show first. This is the first time that both of our guests are pre-recorded.
Okay.
The first segment, we've got Dr. Michael Murray on the show, and we're talking about a vitamin called methyl B12, which is as effective as injectable B12.
Uh-huh.
He was going to be live. But he coaches his son's Little League team, so we had to pre-record the interview during the week. The second segment, we're going to be doing a Superhuman Radio exclusive. We're going to be breaking the news about a potentially new supplement from Nigeria that has the ability to elevate testosterone levels up to 600%.
Wow.
Yeah, this is huge. This is
so,
really huge.
Like, is that going to be a sexual thing, too?
Well, actually, not to give everything away, that's right. How it started in Nigeria. It was a natural erectile dysfunction remedy. And we're going to be talking to Toyin Yakubu, who is a PhD student at the University of Ilorin in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. And he researched it and found out that the way it works is that it elevates testosterone. So that's very exciting to us in the fitness and strength community.
Cool. Did you get us some samples, Carl?
Not yet, but I'm working on it.
Okay.
I got a couple shout-outs I want to make. First of all, I want to obviously announce our website is superhumanradio.com. We do have podcasting now, so if you want to listen to the show on the run, you can. Also, I want to give a shout-out to my buddy Steve Stuckey. He's the safety director over at TMG Construction. You better be listening, Steve, okay? I said I'd give you a shout-out, and now I did. Also, I want to give my daughter, Sydney Lenore, congratulations. Sydney, my daughter's 8 years old. She's at a regional figure skating competition today. She just took second place silver medal compulsory pre-preliminary. This is a regional event. Kids come from all over the region. She's 8 years old. The kids she was skating against were 10, and she took second place. I'm real proud of you, Sid. I love you, baby.
Good job, girl.
And last but not least, I got a pet peeve I want to get out, and I'm going to be real brief about it. For those of you who smoke cigarettes, if you are in a car and you have a child in the backseat of that car, and you are smoking a cigarette, and I see you, I'm going to run my car into yours.
Nice.
Yeah, this has been going on way too long. I've been noticing this now a lot more lately. It's like, you know what? Opening the window isn't enough. Don't smoke in the car while you have a child in the backseat. Have the decency to kill yourself and don't affect the child.
Right, because you're going to make your child stink, and plus they're smoking with you.
That's right.
Back there.
That's right. All right, we're going to get right into it now. We're going to start off with our first interview about methyl B12. We're going to be talking to Dr. Michael T. Murray. He is widely regarded as one of the world's leading authorities on natural medicine. He's a graduate of Bastyr University in Seattle, Washington, and he's the author of over 20 books, including the best-selling Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine. Dr. Murray has been instrumental in bringing many safe and effective natural products to North America, including ginkgo biloba and glucosamine sulfate. He was one of the founders that brought, you know, one of the people that actually brought it into the United States. He also is director of product development at, for Natural Factors Nutrition Products, and I spoke to him at his home in Seattle, Washington, about methyl B12. If you go ahead and run track number one.
I'd like to welcome Dr. Michael Murray to the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Carl.
We're going to be talking a little bit about a vitamin methyl B12, and I actually learned about it from some of the articles that you had written on the Internet. And why don't you explain to our listeners, first of all, what methyl B12 and how it is and how it's different from the traditional B12 vitamin that they may buy at their store?
Well, yeah, vitamin B12 is one of the essential nutrients that our body needs to function properly, and it's especially important in the manufacture of certain brain chemicals and compounds for our nerves. Vitamin B12 as a supplement is available in several different forms, such as cyanocobalamin or hydroxycobalamin. These forms have to be methylated in order to be active, and that means that the vitamin B12 has to have a methyl group attached to it. That's a small carbon molecule. And the problem with those other forms is that many people, as they get older especially, have a problem converting those to the most active form of vitamin B12, which is methylcobalamin. So providing the vitamin B12 in the methylcobalamin form is providing it in its most active form.
So it can be utilized by the body in that form. It doesn't have to be converted, in other words.
Right.
Okay.
And they've done studies where they've looked at the efficacy of methylcobalamin compared to the others, and it's very much more active than the other forms.
What are some of the symptoms of a B12 deficiency? Especially, you know, our audience is made up of hard training athletes, bodybuilders, powerlifters, athletes of different disciplines, and obviously they may be supplementing, but maybe not getting enough of certain vitamins. What are some of the symptoms that they should watch out for that would indicate a potential B12 deficiency?
Well, first off, you know, vitamin B12 is a nutrient that's involved in not only nerve and brain function, but also in the formation of red blood cells. So, you know, anemia can be the result of a vitamin B12 deficiency, and anemia can include symptoms such as shortness of breath, just not getting enough oxygen to the tissues, fatigue. Other things that we typically see within a vitamin B12 deficiency is a lot of neuropathy or problems with the nerves. Tingling sensations in the hands and feet might be related to a vitamin B12. Loss of you know, sensory function. They're just not being able to feel you know, the sense of touch is going to be distorted. So it's a very critical nutrient for the brain, for the nerves, and also for our red blood cells.
Are there certain classes of people who are at greater risk for a B12 deficiency?
Well, you know, vegetarians would be one, and also there are people that lack the factor in the intestinal tract that can effectively bind vitamin B12, and this leads to what's known as pernicious anemia. And, you know, typically as people get older, they don't absorb B12 as well as they should, and so, you know, elderly subjects are often low in vitamin B12, which can be a problem because chronic low levels of vitamin B12 is linked to Alzheimer's disease. It's been shown to carry with it an increased risk for certain cancers. So, boy, it's very important to make sure you're getting enough of this important nutrient.
as the fact that everybody thinks it.
Okay, we're going to break for some commercials, and then we're going to come back and we're going to finish up the interview with Dr. Michael Murray. We'll be right back with him.
Radio 1080 WKJK.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, livonlabs.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
And we're back. And we're going to continue the pre-recorded interview with Dr. Michael Murray about vitamin B12. And if you go ahead and hit track number two, Kevin.
In the respect to Alzheimer's disease, dementia, these types of problems, is it adequate to just begin using a product like methyl B12, especially if the older adults tend not to convert B12 mm-hmm. to the active form of methyl right. B12 because of the lack of certain enzymes and such? Mm-hmm. Is it adequate? Is there a reversal, any indication that there's a reversal or even a cessation of progressing the disease once they start supplementing?
Alzheimer's disease is tough because what's happening is you get the formation of these, they're called neurofibrillary tangles, more or less like scars on the brain. And once these things have formed, it's pretty much difficult to reverse it. But vitamin B12 supplementation has been shown to improve mental function in many people that are suffering from cognitive dysfunction. Their brain's not just working up to par. We see it used a lot, this form of vitamin B12, in the treatment of what's known as sleep-wake disturbances. And this type of disturbance is very common in the elderly. You know, what's happening is that vitamin B12 is very important in kind of the timing of the secretion of melatonin. Melatonin is a neurotransmitter that puts us to sleep. It also controls the normal daily rhythm of hormone secretion. Well, what happens is people get older, if they're low in vitamin B12 especially, they'll have no trouble going to sleep during the day, maybe watching TV or something, but then at night, boy, they have a tough time sleeping through the night. So their melatonin rhythm is all disturbed. Giving these subjects 3 milligrams of methylcobalamin or methyl B12 in the morning has been shown to lead to restoration of a normal sleep cycle. So they're able to stay awake during the day and they're able to sleep through the night. And in these studies, they showed significant improvement in cognitive function. So these people had their brains working better. So yes, vitamin B12 can be very effective in improving brain function. In the past, for treating vitamin B12 deficiency, we felt that the only thing that would really effectively raise the B12 levels was giving it via injection.
Right.
But over the last 10 years or so, there have been numerous studies showing that that if you take a high enough dose orally, you can produce the same sort of results that were achieved previously with injection.
So, and that was one of my questions, the comparing the methyl B12 sublingual, which is seems to be available on the internet, mm-hmm. at a variety of good websites out there, in comparison to injectable B12, are they similar, or is injectable B12 still the king when it comes to B12 supplementation?
Well, I don't think so. I think taking these sublingual tablets is preferred. You don't have to see a doctor. You don't have to suffer the slight pain of an injection and the hassle of getting an injection. I mean, they've taken people with severe pernicious anemia, and they've given them oral B12, and they were able to produce as good a result as what they were able to achieve via injection. So I don't really see a need for injectable B12 anymore.
Now, when you refer to oral B12, are we talking about methyl B12, or are we talking about just the store-bought, over-the-counter oral?
Well, I would recommend using the methylcobalamin. I think vegetarians should just on a daily basis take 1,000 milligrams of methylcobalamin. Other indications, low levels of B12 have been linked to low sperm counts. So if someone's needing to raise their sperm counts, I would again use the oral form of the methylcobalamin. Methylcobalamin has been shown to be helpful for this sleep-wake disorder that I talked about earlier.
Right.
If someone is showing some signs of senility, definitely get them on a good nutritional program, and I would include methylcobalamin in that application. And then tinnitus or ringing in the ears has been linked to low levels of B12. So there's another application.
you know, there's another question that's on my mind. I've also received some emails about this. There's a large audience of bodybuilders that listen to the show, mm-hmm. and the word methyl quite often is taboo because of hepatic stress related to methylated androgens.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we talk about methyl B12, is this the same methylation that we're talking about when we talk about how they add a methyl group to a hormone to keep the liver from degrading it?
Well, yes. There's certain processes that vitamin B12, folic acid, vitamin B6 are involved in, and these are methylation reactions. And what that means is that these vitamins, they attach a methyl group to activate certain brain chemicals. They're also activating certain compounds in the formation of DNA, and also in helping our body get rid of certain toxic chemicals. So vitamin B12 is involved in these methylation reactions, and the methylcobalamin form, since it already has that methyl group attached to it, is therefore the most active of the B12s.
Okay. And are there any synergistic supplements that should be taken in conjunction with methyl B12? I know that folate works in conjunction with B12. Anything that you suggest to also add as an additional supplement when taking this type of product?
Well, I think it's important for everyone to be on a good high-potency multiple vitamin and mineral formula, one that provides optimum levels of both vitamins and minerals, and that serves as kind of a good nutritional insurance policy. And then when they have specific needs or higher needs for certain nutrients, like what we've been talking about for methylcobalamin, then they can look to those types of products to provide the extra support that they're looking for.
Because I saw a methyl folate when I was doing my research.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, well, maybe that's something, instead of taking a regular folate supplement, mm-hmm. maybe a methyl folate in conjunction with the methyl B12 would be a suitable synergistic vitamin protocol. I didn't know if they...
Yeah, B6, folic acid, vitamin C, they all work very closely together. And studies have shown that you'll get better results in lowering a compound called homocysteine, which has been linked to heart disease and Alzheimer's disease and certain cancers, if you use a combination of these nutrients versus any single one.
Are there people out there that are non-responders to the methyl B12?
Well, I would say no, because it's a little different when you're using it at these higher dosages. And you take it as a sublingual tablet, you kind of bypass the intestinal absorption, and the B12 gets in through the process of diffusion. So there's no requirement of a carrier molecule or active transport into the system. It just kind of diffuses into the system, and that's just a process that's going to occur in everyone. So everyone will absorb it and utilize it because it's in a utilizable form.
What about timing? When should someone take a supplement like methyl B12?
Well, I think the best results are to take it the first thing in the morning. I mentioned the studies with elderly subjects with sleep-wake disorders. They found the best results were achieved when they had the subjects take the methylcobalamin the first thing in the morning.
And so is it not advised to take it late in the day? Because I know B12 has always been associated with increasing energy levels.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
So is it possible that it would have an excitatory effect if it was taken too close to bedtime?
It's possible, because one of the things it's doing is it's kind of delaying the secretion of melatonin. So it's possible that if you did take it later at night, it might disrupt the secretion of melatonin, and you may have a more difficult time of getting to sleep. But,
so now I understand how it normalizes sleep-wake cycles.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. So tell me, now you have a new book out, is that correct?
Yes, so my latest book is The Encyclopedia of Healing Foods. It's a 900-page reference book on everything and anything you'd ever want to know about food, and it's available wherever books are sold. I'd also refer people to my website. It's www.drmurray.com, and doctor spelled all the way out, so it's drmurray.com, and it's full of a lot of free information and guidelines on how to utilize natural products and get the best results from vitamins, minerals, herbal products, and more.
Excellent, excellent. How much is the book?
I got it right here. It's a nearly 1,000-page reference book, and it's $39.95
okay.
in hardback, $24.95 in paperback.
Can they buy that on your website also?
Yeah.
Excellent,
yeah.
Excellent. Well, listen, I want to thank you very much for being with us today.
Oh,
and,
my pleasure.
I hope you will consider doing the show again sometime when we find other interesting information that you've got out there on the web.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Dr. Murray.
You bet.
And that was Dr. Michael T. Murray speaking about methyl B12. And as you can see, it's as effective as injectable B12. For those of you who are considering injectable B12, you may want to look on the Internet. There's quite a few good brands out there of methyl B12. We're going to go to a break now. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Toyin Yakubu of the University of Ilorin in Nigeria. So come on back.
Radio 1080 WKJK.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Those of you listening, you can consider yourself superhumans. Okay, we've got a really exciting interview going to happen right now. This is a Superhuman Radio exclusive. I had the opportunity to interview Toyin Yakubu, who is a PhD student at the University of Ilorin in Ilorin, Nigeria. And he recently had a scientific paper published in December in the Asian Journal of Andrology detailing his studies on an extract used in Nigeria as a natural treatment for erectile dysfunction. What he discovered is that the extract elevates natural testosterone levels in a dose-dependent manner up to 600%. This is very, very exciting. This is not something that's available currently here in the United States, but I hope that people who are listening in the supplement industry will research it and perhaps bring it here. I spoke to him at his lab at the University of Ilorin, so the interview is pre-recorded. So we can go ahead and run track number 3, Kevin.
Hello, Toyin. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hello, Kyle. Thank you very much.
So first of all, for our listeners, Toyin, why don't you tell them a little bit about your area of study at the University of Ilorin.
Yeah, my area of study at the University of Ilorin is biochemical toxicology with emphasis on medicinal plants that has aphrodisiac properties used locally within the country here.
Okay. And now, why don't you talk a little bit about your recent scientific paper that was published in the Asian Journal of Andrology?
Okay, my recent paper that was published in Asian Journal of Andrology has to do with exploring the potential, the aphrodisiac potential of one of the plants which is commonly used around the air to manage sexual dysfunction problems, most especially erectile dysfunction. The plant is Fadugia agrestis, and I tried as much as possible to try to lend scientific credence to the aphrodisiac potentials of Fadugia agrestis stem, and found out that this plant is indeed possess aphrodisiac properties and that is capable of increasing serum testosterone concentration for the 5-day period monitored.
Okay. Now, how long has Fadugia agrestis been used in Nigeria as a treatment, a natural treatment for erectile dysfunction?
Well, it has been used for several years. I just piqued interest of reason when I had to do a PhD study.
And is this a plant or a botanical? Is it a bush? Is it a shrub? What exactly is it?
It's exactly a shrub with about 1 to 3 feet tall.
And does it grow wild in the surrounding areas there in Nigeria?
It is found in the northern part of the country.
In the northern part of the country?
Yeah.
Okay. And what kind of preparation did you have to use in order to extract the active ingredients from the Fadugia?
Well, the preparation I had to use basically was to get the plant sun dry. Was to get the plant, oven dried it at about 40 degrees Celsius, after which I now grinded it up into powder form. So it was from this powder form I extracted the active principle before concentrating it and then make my final, the required doses which I needed.
Is the whole plant a candidate for creating the active or just specific parts of the plant?
The stem, precisely, the stem.
Just the stems, okay, very good. And once you prepared the final product, what was the active ingredient? Was it a bioflavonoid? What is the active ingredient in the Fidogia agrestis that you identified?
Okay, the active ingredient is being speculated to be saponin. Androgen-enhancing property, saponin process.
Now, tell the listeners a little bit about the results in the study that you did with rats between the control group and the group that was actually given the Fidogia.
All right. Yes, the result showed the phytochemical screening, let me start from there,
sure,
showed that there is the presence of alkaloids, saponin, anthraquinones, and flavonoids. The highest among them here is the saponin, which of course was followed by the alkaloids. The percentage of the saponin in the extract, in the stem extract, was about 2.08, while that of alkaloid was 0.32. And flavonoids and anthraquinone appears to have 0.09%. So from this, it was found when the aqueous extract was administered to the male rats, it was found that there was significant increase in mount and intromission latency. So there was significant increase in mount frequency and intromission frequency, and significantly prolonged ejaculatory latency. While, of course, there was also reduced mount and intromission latency. All these were accompanied by increase in serum testosterone concentration.
Now, you had several groups in the study receiving different dosages based on their weight, correct?
Yeah, that is right. I grouped the animals into four. We have group A, which was the control, and it received the vehicle, that is the distilled water.
Right.
It was given 1 mL of distilled water. That of group B received 18 milligrams per kilogram body weight of the plant extract. C and D received 50 and 100 milligrams per kilogram body weight respectively. And these sexual behavior parameters, which are earlier on enumerated, that is the mount frequency, intromission frequency, ejaculatory latency, mount latency and intromission latency, were evaluated at 24 hours on days 1, 3, and 5.
And it was dose-dependent increase you saw, correct?
Yeah, most especially in the serum testosterone, there was a dose-dependent increase.
So what was the range of increase? What was the lowest increase you saw on the lowest dosage and the highest increase you saw on the highest dosage?
Yes, the lowest dosage, the lowest of all the groups, that is...
That was the 18 milligrams.
Okay, the lowest was about 2.5, which of course was the control. And the highest, which was recorded on day 5, was about 23.
In the study, it indicates that the increase in serum testosterone levels went from twofold to sixfold higher than baseline on a dose-dependent basis, correct?
Yeah, that's true.
Now, you also tested for free testosterone, correct?
Yes, that was the test for free testosterone.
And was the increase in free testosterone, was it a linear increase, or was there a ratio difference between total and free testosterone increase?
Now, there was a linear increase, which is similar to what happened in the case of total testosterone concentration.
Interesting. Interesting. Now, what did you determine actually caused the rise in serum testosterone levels in the rats?
Well, what was caused it could be attributed to the saponin content of the plant extract. Going by literature, it has been proved that saponin has the ability to increase the testosterone. So I begin to speculate here that the increase in serum testosterone observed in this my study might of course be attributed to the saponin content, going by the fact again that saponin is having the highest concentration in the quantitative phytochemical screening done.
Now, the saponin actually had a direct effect on a specific component within the testicles of the rat. You had explained this to me once before. What was the mechanism of action of the Pheidogia agrestis that ultimately increased testosterone levels?
Well, when it was also evaluated, because I went ahead to probe into the mechanism, and I tried to look at the cholesterol content of the testes, and it was found out that the cholesterol of the testes increased. So it is possible that one of the components of the plant extract is responsible for increasing the cholesterol content, probably working on the one of the components of the cholesterol biosynthetic pathway, which in turn is the precursor for testosterone. So the increase in cholesterol may lead to the increase in the testosterone.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back and finish up the interview with Dr. Toyin Yakubu.
Talk Radio 1080, WKJK.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products, whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products. You'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to thrivemarket.com/superhumanradio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to thrivemarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to thrivemarket.com/superhumanradio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay, we are back. We're going to finish up with the interview with Dr. Toyin Yakubu. If you want to go ahead and give me track number 4, Kevin.
As a result of the increase in testicular cholesterol, was there any indication of a rise in total serum cholesterol as well?
Yes, there was also increase in serum cholesterol.
So is it possible that there would be a point of administration that would become unhealthy because of the increased cholesterol levels to an unhealthy level?
One interesting thing about serum lipids evaluated was that when I calculated the atherogenic index, that is an index that will give you an idea whether the plant could predispose one to atherosclerosis or and its associated diseases or not, it was found that the level could not compare favorably with the control. What I mean is that the level was reduced and it was compared with the control value, so suggesting to us that it may not predispose one to atherosclerosis and its associated diseases of the heart.
Well, because that's obviously very important to anyone who would consider using this as a supplement. Now, is there any toxicity to the Pseudogyia aggressus?
Yes. The toxicity that was observed was on the enzyme. And when I conducted the recovery period for 10 days, because I had to do a recovery test, could the animals recover? What I did was I administered the extract again for a period of 28 days, and thereafter left some animals untreated, unadministered with anything for another 10 days to allow them recover. It was found that there was recovery evidence in all the enzymes and other biomolecules monitored, at most especially at the doses of 18 and 50. And besides, histological examination only showed that there was mild tubular distortion in the testes alone among all the other organs evaluated. So that confirms to me that even the toxicity may be mild and transient.
Now, when the animals were allowed to wash out and they were given time to allow the body to recover from the experiment, did their testosterone levels go back to the normal baselines that they were prior to the experiment?
Yes, the testosterone level reverted, but not completely. There was a reversion to at the doses of 18 and 50, but that of the 100 milligram per kilogram body weight, there was not complete reversion back to normal at the 10 days recovery period.
Is it possible that by forcing the testes to produce such a high level of testosterone, that there were the Leydig cells may have been compromised?
Well, it is likely that they must have increased the functional capacity of the Leydig cells.
Do you have any studies planned for the Fidoidea aggressus next?
Well, the plan ahead now is to go ahead and get the active principle, precisely now, the active principle, and carry out about the same study again. And then I will be able to pin it completely that, yes, it is this active principle that is involved in doing this work.
So you're going to isolate the saponin, the alkaloids, the bioflavonoids, you're going to isolate them, and you're going to perform the same type of a study, but using the isolates to see which active ingredient is actually causing the increase in serum testosterone?
Yes, that's right. That's the next step now in the study.
Now, when do you expect that you'll launch the next study?
Well, probably in the next couple of months or thereabout.
Who's funding these studies for you, Toyin?
Well, this project work is my PhD work. You know, I told you the other time that I am a student and at the same time a lecturer at the University of Ilorin here in Nigeria. And one of the requirements is that you must do a PhD. So this is my own PhD work at the moment, and the funding has been done majorly by myself, and just of recent when the university awarded staff development grant.
Well, this is all very, very exciting and very interesting. Have you had many people reach out to you and want to know more about this study since it was published in December?
Yes, I've had a series of requests of the reprint article, which I have attended to them now.
Yeah, I would imagine so, especially with there's a current rise in the desire for anti-aging type medicines, of which testosterone therapy has become one of the focal hormones for men. And naturally, it's always best if you could make your own body produce it as opposed to taking an exogenous supplement. And so I would imagine that this would become very in demand once you isolate the actual component of the Fidoidea that increases testosterone levels. I want to thank you very, very much for being on the show today, Toyin, and I wish you good luck with your study.
Thank you very much, Carla.
And that was Toyin Yakubu from the University of Ilorin in Ilorin, Nigeria. That was a pre-recorded interview. So as you can see, the Fidoidea aggressus extract has a phenomenal ability to increase natural testosterone levels in men, and I hope that this is going to become a supplement that we'll have available to us here in the United States at some point in time. For those of you who tuned in last week for the show about restoring hypothyroidism and thyroid function with Anthony Roberts, we were preempted by a sporting event that we will have Anthony Roberts on next week. So for those of you who are interested in the information he has about restoring your thyroid, we will cover that subject in next week's show. I wanted to go ahead and thank our guest today, Dr. Michael T. Murray, and you can visit his website at www.drmurray.com, and that's spelled out D-O-C-T-O-R-M-U-R-R-A-Y.com to learn more about him. And also, you can always go to our website, superhumanradio.com, to get any information that you hear about the show. We have links to all of the websites of our guests and so on. Also, I wanted to thank Toyin Yakubu of the University of Ilorin in Nigeria for taking the time to be interviewed. If you're interested in seeing his study, we have an expanded abstract, on the Superhuman Radio website. If you go to superhumanradio.com and then click the link that says library and look for today's show, March 18th, 2006, you will see a link where you can download a PDF of an expanded abstract of his study, and you'll be able to get more details about how the Fidogia extract works and how it was studied. And so we come to the end of yet another show. It went kind of fast. I'm sorry if there were any technical difficulties today with the sound of the quality of the pre-recorded interviews. I did those from home on my phone, tried to keep the buzzing to a minimum, and hopefully you were able to gather some valuable information from that on vitamin methyl B12 as well as the Fidogia agrestis extract. And we will have another great show for you next week when we address hypothyroidism with Anthony Roberts. So I hope you take the time to tune in. This is Carl Lenore signing off for Superhuman Radio, and have a great weekend.
The Talk Station. Clear Channels Talk Radio 1080 WKJK Louisville.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.